So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessinger joining me for a special Sassy Sunday episode on The Erica Glessing Show. And I'm going to talk about giving up today. I'm going to talk about giving in, giving up, losing hope. I know, because I always talk about all these positive topics, and sometimes there's this place that is not very nice where we can go when nothing is working and things aren't moving forward. And you can sort of sense the contraction even as I talk about that space. And I guess today is just a shout out if you've been about to give up, you know, if you've not seen the evidence of what it is you've been seeking, what you've been asking for, and the change you've been demanding and the change you've been requiring. And so here's just a shout out if it's not always ease to be in that new space. And I was on a conversation with someone who was building a new creation, and there was this fear of what happens if I'm criticized. What happens if I'm criticized? What happens if I'm shut down or shut out or called wrong or disappoint or somehow don't live up to my potential, right? So I want to just address that being inside of us and that place of feeling like you're a failure or not clear that you're just about to be in that space you've been asking for. And let's just talk a little bit about giving up and what does it take to not give up, okay? So what's different when you don't give up? What's different when you put a little bit more energy into something? What's different when you ask the energy of the creation that you're building how to break free from this, chains of limitation? Yeah, that, and just be with me now in that space of giving up, not giving up, giving up, not giving up. And look back on some things that you gave up on, some things that you didn't give up on. You know, it's interesting for me. Getting married was really a challenge and back in the 1990s when I chose that. And I'm looking at, like, if I had given up, I mean, there could have been wins on that too. However, I have three children, and they are beyond amazing. Each child is so interesting and so beautiful. And so something in me did not choose to give up, even though being married was a challenge for me. So what is it that you've done where you have not given up, and ultimately that has ended up being an amazing choice? And what is it that draws you like a moth to a flame that lights so bright that you just know that this is something that you could do, you could achieve? And if anyone else has achieved it, you can achieve it. And if anyone else has done it, you can do it, right? Oh my goodness. Now, what are the things that can nourish you when you're getting ready to throw in the towel? Is to look for these smaller signs, you know? Yeah. Look for the pat on the back from a friend, or possibly a nudge. Look for the whispers that are the yes energy of that. Because sometimes we say, if it doesn't do X, Y, and Z, and we put a judgment out there and we say, this is what it needs to do, and it doesn't do that, then I'm just going to toss it in. And I have to tell you, even with this podcast, The Erica Glessing Show, there were days when I just thought, what am I doing? What am I doing interviewing one person each day? Like, that is a crazy amount of energy. And so I want to share with you that sometimes you can't always see the forest when you're in the trees. And sometimes sticking with something feels very uncomfortable and out on a ledge-ish. Don't you love how I make up words? I think because I've been writing since I was basically born. I feel compelled to be, give myself permission to make up words. So let's all be together standing out on that ledge-ish. And let's all be together sticking with something even beyond when, even before the evidence is perfectly in. And then also, here's the funny thing about giving up, is also give yourself permission to give up. Say, okay, well, what happens in 5 years if I give up on that? What happens in 5 years if I stick with it? What happens in 5 years if I give up on it? What happens in 5 years if I stick on it? And then give yourself permission to give something up too. Like maybe you're doing some exercise that's not really helping your body anymore. Maybe your knees changed and you need to swim instead of play basketball. You know, that was a tough one for me. I love playing basketball. My knees just said, hey, baby, you know, get to the swimming pool. So what is it that you might give up? And then what is it you could stick on? And then could you give yourself permission to just really have a breakthrough this coming week? And I encourage you to let the criticisms fuel you. Yes. You know, I remember one time, this is the strangest thing, but I was in UC Davis. I was in college and this one coach, he was this old grumpy coach. And I said, yes, I'm learning Chinese and I'm learning Spanish and English, because if I can speak Chinese, Spanish and English, I am covering so much of the planet with China and all the Latin American countries and all the countries that speak English, which I count most of Europe. I said, you know, what would that do if I could speak all those languages? And he said, you can never learn Chinese. And I swear to gosh, that fueled me. And I studied Chinese for 2 years. Han hao. Xie xie. I can still say thank you and hello. So what could that criticism do to fuel you so that you would actually not give up? Yeah. And sometimes there are tests. So you might get thrown a test while you're on your way to choosing the bigger, brighter, greater you-ness of you. And that's my story for today. It's really, when should you give up? When should you stay in with it? Could you look for smaller messages from the universe? Could you look at giving up and not giving up and really look at both of those choices and allow yourself to choose the path that will create the most for you and for your family, for everyone you take care of, for everyone who takes care of you? Expand out into that dream that you've been holding, that entrepreneur dream that you've been holding, and touch it, feel it, see it through me. And let's see what else is possible now. Let's see what else you can create on the planet. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it.